waiting to be heard is the sound of the word. Waiting to be seen is the land of unseen. Have you knocked on the door? Do you know what I mean? Knock and it shall be opened. What's on the other side of that door by the picture? It's light. Emissary of divine light. What does that mean? An emissary is one on behalf of, in representation of. That door is the path back to who we truly are. The truth of ourselves as beings. And all it takes to know that reality is being willing to knock, being willing to walk through, being willing to experience what has not yet been heard or not yet been seen, and yet somehow is already known. You guys ready to save the world? Are you guys ready to save the world?
Yes.
One more time, let's hear it from a group of heroes. Are you guys ready to save the world?
Let's do it.
Because that is who we are. That is why we're here. That is why this was founded. We are here to help bring a reality into this reality that will transform the entire experience of human reality. Now, that's a lot of realities being repeated, but it means something very specific. In fact, the job, I think, the process of enlightenment and spiritual awakening is not one of addition, adding something that's not there, but one of subtraction, subtracting that which is blocking the way. The door is there, it is open, and yet somehow, through life, through taking on many dramas of human patterns and misunderstandings and misidentifications and all the rest, we kind of put little blockers in our way. We get in our own way of the truth of who we really are, the divine being of light. And I don't know what's going to happen in that 2-day event, but in my thoughts, when I think of what is a server, they said very simply, one who serves. And yet, what is it that you're serving? I used to work sales. And one of the things that I was taught was that somebody's always selling somebody else. Either you're selling them on why they need to buy what you got, or they're selling you on why they won't. I'm not saying you go with that approach, but it's the idea that something is always happening. We are always serving something. But what is it that we're serving? There's self-serving. There's serving of others. There's serving of a higher ideal. Serving of an ideal. Serving of a vision. There's serving of the limitations. Have you ever served your limitations? Or maybe served someone else's limitations by agreeing with them in their limitations? Or have you ever listened to someone in their limitations and shown them a picture of possibility that was beyond what they could see from where they were looking? It's a totally different type of service. Can you look into the eyes of another and see the divine being, the angel that exists within, and actually call them forth as that simply by seeing them with your own thoughts, with your own feelings, loving that being? That's a type of service. It's one that's very needed in this world. In fact, I might go so far as to say that's how we save the world. Let's imagine that perhaps the world doesn't really need saving, but we ourselves are the ones to save ourselves from ourselves. And that sounds simple, yet can be very complicated. Because it's just getting rid of all of that that's in the way. All that's not true. All that's not real. We have not only a responsibility or duty, but the honor of being able to serve a greater vision and mission. And I believe that, we're in the maybe the last 20 minutes of the movie. Let's say. It's time. It's time for each of us to rise up, stand up, to slough off all of the untruths and unrealities that we've chosen to believe about ourselves, about other people, about the world, and reality as a whole. To let it go and embrace something different, something of light, something of love, something of divinity. It starts right here. Not me. Well, for me, it's me. For you, it's you. But it starts there and expands outward. That's the whole principle of the one law. Something happens and then something else is in response to that happening. Or reacting to that acting. Each one of us has this like cosmic quantum potential to completely transform our reality and affect and influence everyone and everything inside of it. Which sounds pretty awesome. But then when you go a little more holographic, recognizing that there is oneness and an interconnectedness of all of life, then that one little act in your little sphere of the world actually is impacting the entire whole. Every little change, every little choice is important. It has impact and influence. And it doesn't matter what anybody else is doing, or what the politicians are doing, or their countries, or your neighbor, or anything. The only thing that matters is what you're doing, what I'm doing. And not even the doing, but how we're showing up. The quality of essence that we're bringing, the content of expression that's being shared by you into your world. And the biggest part of your world, too, is right here, inside yourself, your own consciousness, thoughts and feelings. Like David said, we were talking earlier about this idea of 30 minutes in heaven. 30 minutes of silence. You guys ever play 7 minutes in heaven? Not where I was going. Spin the emissary. No. 30 minutes of silence. To let everything settle down, almost like moving out of the way, so that you can actually see and perceive and receive what's on the other side of that door. The light, the truth, the beauty, the glory. That's what connects us to the divine design. That's what connects us to a holy reality and the truth of who you are as a being of love. And it does take that relaxing, the listening, the stillness and the silence to be able to receive what's already there. That's why we don't have to add anything. It's already there. You're already an eternal, unlimited, divine being of love. We just covered it up with all this other stuff that we learned to believe about who we are and how things work and what's real. And then before you know it, without even realizing it, that's what we're serving in ourselves and others. And our job as emissaries, as priests, is to look through that door, to look through the veil, and bring something back for the rest of the world that so hungrily wants it. Because what most of the world feeds us is not true sustenance. It's like fast food. It'll fill your belly and make you tired, but it's not actually giving you healthy energy for life. So, where does that come from? Has to come from somebody. Has to come from somewhere. Has to come sometime. Of course, each one of us have a direct connection within. And for all those that choose to actually step in, step through the door and experience that connection, there then becomes almost a responsibility. Because you have the ability to respond, to walk through the door, you also have the ability to bring something back to offer to the rest in your world. And that's, I don't know, in my mind, that's what it's about. That's a life worth living. That's a good 20 minutes of the end of the movie, where we collectively, not just this group, but yes, this group, and expanding beyond with many other groups, we rise up into who we truly are and create a new expression of living together co-creatively. That's awesome. That's what I want to see happen at the end of the movie. I'll use the line, "How about you?"